The Chinese Year of the Goat. Hello, this is Natasha, and this is a special story to celebrate the year 2015. As you may know, there are 12 animal signs in the Chinese calendar, and every year is named after one of those animals. We are just saying goodbye to the Year of the Horse, and on February the 4th, we will start the Year of the Goat. In some parts of Asia, this year is also known as the Year of the Sheep or Ram. Bertie, who knows all sorts of things, tells me that it comes from the Chinese word yang, which pretty much covers all the animals who have horns and like to munch grass. People who are born in the Year of the Goat are peace-loving, artistic and nurturing. For instance, the Chinese city of Guangzhou used to be called Yangchen, City of Goats. The story goes that thousands of years ago, there was a famine and people were going hungry. 5 gods rode into Guangzhou on the backs of 5 rams. Each of the rams was carrying rice in its mouth as a sign that the famine would soon end. A stone statue of the 5 rams commemorates this story. And goats were the characters in one of China's most popular television programs, a cartoon animation called Pleasant Goat and Big Bad Wolf. It was all about a clever goat who saved his brothers and sisters from the clutches of a dim-witted wolf. The series was hugely popular until the authorities in China decided it was too violent. The grey wolf's wife was in the habit of hitting him over the head with a frying pan, and sometimes he ended up in a cauldron of boiling water. Anyway, to celebrate the Year of the Goat, Bertie has asked me to read you a story from Tibet, which is a beautiful part of China, high up in the Himalayan mountains on the border of Pakistan. It also tells the story of a goat against a wolf. But don't worry, it's not as violent as the Pleasant Goat and Big Bad Wolf cartoon. Long ago, a goat lived in a valley with her kid. Every summer she liked to move up the mountain pastures where the grass was green and lush.